Now, so you were born here.
I was born in Pascagoula.
And your address now. And let's see, just give me a, what do I say? I want you to tell me all about yourself, what schools you went to, what you started doing work.
Well, I started out, like I said, right after the Depression. It was a hard time. Of course, with a bunch of children, there wasn't too much money.
Yeah.
The economy was low all over. And of course, I helped my father, you might say, make a living, in seafood. And
your father was then a...
My father was in seafood. He was oystering, fishing, and shrimping, and anything to make an honest dollar.
Yeah.
At that time. And of course they call it moonlighting now, but I mean, he actually worked in steel work. He was trained in his young life as a iron worker. He worked in the foundry, worked in the reservation, shipyard rather, and on structural steel, driving rivets and such as that. And he run a forge, blacksmith work, such as that.
Yeah.
And, but basically, like I said, the parts that I remember was the early 30s, when times were so hard. And, you more or less, there wasn't that much money floating around, and consequently, it was scarce. A dollar bill looked as big as a bedspread. And, there was an awful lot of the kids, those days that, dropped out of school. In other words, boys usually, when they got, 14, 15 years of age, that they could command any
sure
kind of a job, they'd more or less, forget education, But, credit my father with that. In fact, I entertained the idea in the late 30s of dropping out myself.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when I started making money, I went to work at a drugstore making 10 cents an hour. And I thought that was a lot of money. And he more or less made me stay in school. In other words, he threatened me, And he tried to emphasize the value of an education, at least a high school education, because that was something that he didn't have. And so as a result of that, I had a lot of help. I worked while in school, and I done carpenter work. I took up cabinet work in school back in 1939 and 40 when the National Defense Program was inaugurated. Why, my shop instructor was made coordinator of national defense in this area, and it was inevitable that we would be in a war involved,
Yeah.
And consequently, they had started the shipyard, like I said, in 38, and when they got the contracts to build ships instead of the barges, why, there was a need for skilled craftsmen. And of course, about the only thing going around here as far as the manpower was the fact that we had people that were willing and ready to work,
mm-hmm,
but they weren't skilled.
Yeah, yeah.
And so consequently, the government came in, and I was able to, through my shop instructor, get the job, for building welding booths to train welders.
Uh-huh.
And then, a little bit later on, why the situation was acute,